The reason why I chose Acts chapter 2, especially verse 21, was something that we're going to talk about in our class from Romans, where here in Acts 2 and verse 21, it says, "And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." And so something we're going to kind of mention in the Bible class hour that I want to mention here is the fact of the matter, I think sometimes we overcomplicate many things when the answer is very simple. So I was thinking about that in my mind. I thought, well, what's a good illustration? Well, let me give you a good illustration. I think Joey's out in the hall. I'm going to use him as my example. Just because Joey, if you don't know it, a man of great, he knows stuff about everything, right? He helped me fix a little 22 revolver, one of those old kind of like cowboy pistols, months and months ago. On another handgun I have, a Glock 17, I was changing out the sights for it. I got the old sight to come out pretty easy. It's, you know, pretty simple. But I went to put a new one in, and if you know anything about them, they've got a special thing that you can buy, about $40 on Amazon, and you know the nicer ones are $80-$90. And I'm like, well, I don't want to spend. It's a special machine. You put your gun in, and it does this pressurize, and it pushes the sight in. And then I started looking at videos. Well, how can I do that without buying that special piece of equipment? And I watch these videos, and ones you put it in a vise and you do all this, protect the gun, and then you get these C-clamps, and you put them opposite, and you slowly squeeze, and it pushes the new sight in, and all of this. All right, I'm going to try that. I'm going to save some money. And I was talking to Joey about it. I said, yeah, come on over. We'll do it together. And so I go there. We get all on his workbench, he's holding it, and he's got the new sight. And I'm saying, all right, here's what we're going to have to do, and we're going to do this, and I'm taking out all the stuff that I brought. And then he goes, I got it. Just as I see him finishing it, pushing with his finger. So apparently he's got vice grip hands. He just pushed it in. And I was like, oh, but what about all my stuff? Right? He did it in about 5 seconds. My problem, he just took care of it, right? He just saw a simple issue, fix it like that, right? And that to me, that's a good illustration many times when we're talking about what God teaches us, right? I think many times we just fail to see the simple, right? And that's what we have in Acts chapter 2. It's this simple, right? Everything in the Bible is leading up to this right here, right? Peter stands up and he gives the first gospel sermon. And here in verse 21, it's part of a quote from Joel chapter 2. And he's giving them a history lesson. That's simple. He's saying everything that you've been taught from a child from the Old Testament, it's about Jesus. The simple fact of the matter is, he goes on and he preaches Christ crucified. He said, you killed him. It's that simple. And at least 3,000, now here's the invitation, if you've never obeyed the gospel, at least 3,000 people this day, verse 41, right, they gladly received the word. Right, so 3,000 that day said, I get it. And they're cut to the heart. Men and brethren, what do we do? And the answer is simple. Right, we're the ones that have complicated that over the years. Humanity has added this and taken away that and changed this and changed that. When the answer really is that simple, repent and be baptized. Your sins will be removed and you're given the gift of the Holy Spirit. You're sealed with the Holy Spirit, a promise God looks at you now as one of his own. It really is that simple. And so if you've never obeyed the gospel, don't overcomplicate it. right? Don't say, well, I've got to have this amount of knowledge or get to this point of maturity where I'm good enough where then I can obey the gospel or whatever. That holds a lot of people back also, thinking they got to be perfect. Listen, if you got to be perfect to obey the gospel, you wouldn't need the gospel. It's that simple. Don't overcomplicate it. You got sin in your life? Jesus is the answer. Repent of your sins. Be baptized. Right? And then the journey begins. So that's the Lord's invitation. If you're subject to that, simple answer is you respond to that. If you don't know, say, well, I want to look at that a little bit more. Let's sit down and talk about it. Right? Let's just sit down and see what God says. But you read it and take it at face value what you need to do. Maybe you've done that. And you've fallen away and you're overcomplicating on how to come back. Listen, repentance. Start changing the way you think. Change the path you're on, right? You need to do works befitting of repentance. And many times, you don't even, that's something you don't even need to bring before the church unless the sin was public in nature. If it wasn't, go to God right now. Stop listening to me. Go to God right now. It's that simple. Pray for forgiveness. Mean it. Let your heart hurt that you hurt God for your sin, your lifestyle of sin, and come back. Right? And be reconciled to God. But if we can help you with any of that this evening, we'd love to do so. Just let someone know as we stand, as we sing.